The Gemara Nedar in Daf Nun Ches tells us the locha that David Shesh Matirin is not bottle. The Ran, whoever used to call this, the tells of Ran, explains that the reason that David Shesh Matirin is not bottle, different than Rashi. Rashi says David Shesh Matirin is not bottle. Just wait, let's say it's muksa, the next day it'll be mutter. Wait the next day, you don't have to lie in bittle. The Ran gives a different reason. The Ran says that it's because that there's machlokes tanoim, Rebbe and Chachamim. Rehud is of the opinion that min b'mino lo batel. He learns it from Dam HaPar v'Dam HaSor, that the Kohen Gadol is mazah on Yom Kippur, and there's certainly more Dam HaPar than Sor, and we mix them together, and still it's considered Hazor of both. Apparently the Dam HaSor is not batel. Because min b'mino is not batel, and the Ran says that the Chachamim who disagree and Paschim Mimbamino is bottle, which is the way we hold. Only one Rishon holds La Halacha, that Mimbamino lo bottle, that's Rashi. But we hold Mimbamino is bottle. It's not fundamentally they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They agree that Mimbamino should not be bottle, because if there's no clash, no contrast, there's no bittle. So the contrast is that it's two different flavors, two different substances. But if it's Mimbamino, Rabbi holds that that's not bottle. So it remains like Nika. There's no contrast between the two. So the Ran says that Chachamim would have also disagreed with Yehuda, but they say there is ultimately a contrast, or basic, fundamentally a contrast, and that is not a physical contrast between Tam, but the contrast is between Heter and Isra. But if it's Omid LeHeter, it's a Davish Yerush Matirin. So in that circumstance, Chachamim also agreed, Mimbamino, it's not bottle. Of course, David Shosh Matim is only a Drabonim. I just wanted to pose a question. According to the Ran, how does the Ran explain? The Gemara says that the loch of David Shosh Matim is not only loch by Bittel, it's also by Safi Drabon Lakula. We don't say it by David Shosh Matim. So the Ran's reason doesn't apply. We're not talking about a Tarovis. We're talking about a Beitz. It's a Suffolk, whether it's Nola Beyontif or not, whether it's Muks or not. So it's a David Shosh Matim. You don't have to resolve it by the Sefer Drabon Lakula. Wait the next day. But according to the Ran, if it's a Svarin Bittel, because it's like Mimbamino, that doesn't relate to this circumstance. So I think the answer to this, which is my own suggestion, is that the Ran agrees to Rashi, that his, namely, Kevish Tochlem Beheter, you don't have to rely on Bittel, and therefore it's not Bottle. But that's only by Bittel. The Ran holds that by Bittel you can't say that Svara, because Kinsh Techlem Be'isha, you know, Techlem Be'heta, it's Bottle. So the Ran has to give a reason that undermines the Bittel, namely it's a kind of Min B'mino that even Chachamim would agree is not Bottle. But by Suffolk Beitza, not Suffolk Beitza, Suffolk whether it's Muks or not, so in that case the Ran would agree to Rashi's reason. It's only by Bittel he doesn't say, because by Bittel, the Issa is gone. So what's Shaykh to say, why? It's gone, it's Bittel. So there the Ran gives a special reason, namely that it becomes like Mimbamino. But if it's a case just of Suffolk Drabon and Lakula, a Suffolk whether it's Muks or not, whether a Beitza, whether it's Nolan on Yontif or not, in that case, he uses Rashi's reason. But he thinks Rashi's reason is not applicable to Bittel, because it's bottle. It's not one who can techlen beheter. It is beheter. It's bottle. So I wanted to also say something from the Rav. The Rav said in the Halach and Davish Yesh Matirin that it's not bottle. So that's both, that's only, as we explained, only min b'she'en omino. But by min b'mino, it is bottle. So... But why is it by the din of Biri and Chaticha really scabbard, there are more paskins that both Bamino and B'she'eno Mino, it's not bottle. If it's a locha, it should be like Dovah Shesh Matirin. Dovah Shesh Matirin is only by Bamino, not bottle, but not by B'she'eno Mino. According to the Ran, which I just cited, we understand the reason. So, because... Fundamentally, according to the Ran, the loch of David Shematirin is based on that it becomes like Min B'mino, And even Chachamim would agree to be Behud in that case, that it's not bottle. The Rav said there's a difference between Davashesh Matirin, that's not bottle, and the Loch of Birya and Chticharilu Skabit. Chticharilu Skabit or Birya is not bottle. Chticharilu Skabit means it's something that you would offer to a guest, it's significant, it's choshev, and therefore it stands by itself, it's not bottle. Birya, it's an organic whole, like an insect, so that's not bottle. But that's not just that there's no chalois bittel. The loch is, it's hafkos tarovis. It's not called a tarovis anymore. Mashenkin min bemino, excuse me, mashenkin davashesh matirin, that's just a loch in the chalois bittel. There is a tarovis, but davashesh matirin is not, in the heter bittel, is not bottle, either for the Ran's reason or for Rashi's reason. So that only applies by min bemino, but min b'she'eno mino, since it's a different kind of bittel. I mean, this is a long discussion. The min b'she'eno mino is simply that this, if the tam disappears, the isa disappears. Min b'mino is a bittel of a matir, so that doesn't apply. Min b'she'eno mino, that bittel applies even by davashesh matirin, but the bittel min b'mino doesn't apply. However, if it's a davar choshev or a birya, so that's hafkos tarovis. It's not a kol tarovis. It's like it stands out by itself. It's nika isa. In that case, it's not botl. So, with this, the Rav also explained that the aloch is by davashesh matirin, if it was nisarev before it was osa. So in that case, it is bottle. It's only if after it became Isa, it was Nas'ariv. But if it became also only when it was Betarovis, then it is bottle. This is based on the Shita of the Mordechai. In the first paragraph of Shabbos, the Ramor quoted in Simon Kuf Beis, that an Isa that wasn't Nika before it was Nas'ariv, it's bottle, even though it's a davashesh matirin. So, first, just to explain that halacha, I mean, if it's a davashesh matirin, why do we care if it was nika before or after? So, I've said the two halachas in bittel. One is halacha that a tarovis is mevatel an isa, it's matir the isa, if it's rov heter or shishim, whatever the number will be required. Then there's another halacha that a tarovis is monea the latest isa, that the isa is not chal, and that's if it was nisarev before the isa was nika, before the isa was neilin. So that's the halacha here by davashesh matirin, but that doesn't apply to the halacha. To the halacha, if it's a birya or chticha will iskabit, because the Rabbi Kivega quotes in Simon Tesayin, he quotes the name of the Chuvas Chavis Yor, that svara doesn't apply to chticha will iskabit. To Bale Chaim or Biri or Chticha Ulis Chaim. So to explain with Kivega, because by Chticha Ulis Kabed or Biri or Bale Chaim, that's not just a din in the Chalois Bittel, as is the case by Davashesh Matirin, but it's a locha that's not called a Tarovis. So even no matter when it happened, whether it was before it was in the Sarevif or after, that would not be bottle. So therefore, the Rav said, according to Kivega, davashesh matirin, if it was nolid b'tarovis, it would be bottle, because there's a bittel that prevents the isa from being chal. It's manei the later isa, if it was nolid b'tarovis. But the halach of biryach tichavu l'skaver, even if it was nolid b'tarovis, or the case of Bale Chaim, let's say it's Shaila about also Vespino. So that's or something else that's Nola B'Tarovis. You wouldn't say it by Balachayim because Balachayim Davachoshev, they're simply not, they're not just aloha in the chalois bit, they're aloha that it's not considered a Tarovis.